We've talked to him before, and we're happy to get him back on the line. Wallace Wang, who's got a new book out, My New Mac, and it's actually been out for a little while. Wallace, great to have you on the show.
No, thanks for having me.
You've been keeping yourself pretty busy out here, man. You're doing the books. You still do stand-up. You're doing radio. I mean, how do you do it all?
I do it all to keep from getting bored.
You can't get bored with this read on My New Mac. And the numbers are kind of impressive coming from Apple that I think they were seeing a 49% growth every year of the marketplace for the iMac and the MacBook Air, and they've got those cool ads. Why do you think that's happening? Why do you think people are turning to Mac?
I think partly from my own experience. I was a heavy Windows user and DOS user all the way from back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I'd always been with DOS and Windows for all that time, and I've always had a Mac as well. I got my first Macintosh was a Mac SE.
Oh, wow.
But it was always kind of like a secondary computer. It was always just something I played with once in a while. It was nothing I ever used to do any serious work. And then I had four different Windows XP computers.
Right.
That are totally separate, not networked at all. They all died within like a two-week period.
Oh, man.
I got Vista, and Vista just this past week crashed on me and refused to let me run Microsoft Office, despite trying to reinstall Microsoft Office several times and defragmenting my hard disk and cleaning out the registry and checking for spyware and checking for viruses and checking for Trojan horses and all that. So I had to totally wipe out my hard disk, reinstall Vista. I managed to get Microsoft Office reinstalled again. And now, every time I turn on my Vista PC, it says I need to install the Service Pack 1 for Vista.
Oh,
and when I try, it says it won't let me. And when it says it won't let me, it says you don't need to anyways because it's not an important update. But every time I turn it on, it says I need to install it because it's an important update.
It sounds like one of those TV commercials, doesn't it?
Exactly. And I got so frustrated, and I think that's the reason why people are switching to the Macintosh, because I have wasted so many days, so many hours, just trying to get my Windows PCs to work, and I just said, I'm sick of this completely. I'm going to change to anything besides Windows.
Yeah.
And so that's how I switched to a Macintosh, and I think that's why many more people are switching to a Macintosh.
Well, you know, you make a good point, too. You say you have four computers running XP, and each one probably handled, like, you know, that one for audio editing, that one for books, for writing. With the Mac, the experience seems to be all in one. I mean, we put an iMac on my desk here for my kids, and it was like they were using it for everything. And it just seems to be like that's the central point of a Mac.
It's very simple. It works. It's reliable. It just kind of gets out of your way, and it works. You don't have to worry about spyware. You don't have to worry about constantly updating your antivirus program. And with Vista, every time I turn it on, there's probably a handful of updates that it insists that I need to install.
Yeah.
And it's just annoying.
The book and putting together My New Mac, was this project that you actually just said, all right, let me get in, how do I do this, and then you put it in the book?
Yeah, I basically wrote that My New Mac book for my dad because he's the type of guy who is never going to pick up a computer book and read it from cover to cover. And he's just going to pick and choose the things that he needs. So that's why I organized My New Mac to focus on different types of projects that people might want to do. Simple things such as changing the screensaver, changing the wallpaper. And people want to know just how to do that one thing, and they don't necessarily want a lesson on how to use the system preferences, menu or screen and all of that other garbage that, just gets in the way.
Well, Wallace, some of those people that have used Windows for years and have software, investments in software that want to continue to use the PC platform, really they could do it with the Mac now, with Bootcamp or even products such as VMware. You actually have a section in the book where it explains how to work with Windows within the Mac.
Right. Because a lot of people, even though they may want to finally get rid of Windows, they still may feel a little tied to it based on they have certain data or certain programs that only run on Windows. And a prime example of that is a lot of financial programs, specifically stock trading programs or stock analysis programs run on Windows, and they don't have anything equivalent on a Mac. So, yeah, people can run Windows on a Macintosh. So that actually makes a Macintosh a better deal because you can run Mac programs or Windows programs on one computer.
So it does make sense. I mean, and like for me that have kids, if you feel the need to, you can actually run the parental controls on this. And your book explains how to get to those controls. I mean, there's a lot of things that are actually hidden in the Mac that unless you know to go to applications, you may not find.
Right. You know, I mentioned that I wrote this for somebody like my dad who may want to do certain things with a Macintosh or any computer, and they don't want to spend the time to dig through all of the different menus, and they're never going to find it because they don't know what they're looking for. So my new Mac just focuses on simple projects. You know, this is how you change the parental control. This is how you find a website. This is how you send email. Just basic things that a lot of people, they want to know, but they don't necessarily want to read a 300-page book to learn how to do it.
Right. So they can use this. They don't have to read it all the way through. They just use it. Oh, well, I want to figure out how to do that. It's a good sit down and task type of book.
Right. In fact, we put in 52 different projects. So that way, throughout the year, you could do one a week. And by the end of the year, you'd be pretty knowledgeable about and very comfortable about using a Macintosh.
And then OS 11 will come out.
Yes, and then I'll have to update the book all over again.
Perfect. Well, speaking of that, I mean, obviously, you know, you're the guy behind the steal the computer, this computer book. Everybody, I'm sure, always asks you, is there going to be another one?
Yes, there will be another one. It just depends on when I can squeeze that into my schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, I'm doing a follow-up to the My New MacBook, and it's going to be My New iPhone.
Oh, very cool. I still don't even have one. I'm a loser.
No, I would say you're a loser. It's like you just don't want to stand in line overnight to get one.
Yeah, and then I have to switch services, and I got to wait for all of that, and eventually I'll get one. But yeah, that's certainly a book that people are going to be able to use. I also like the fact, Wallace, and I'm sure you did this because you're just a fun guy. My New Mac is great project, but also you got a project you could do at the back of the book in building your own paper Mac. Where did that come from?
Yeah, well, on the cover of the book, My New Mac, there's a paper iMac, origami, or I don't even know how to pronounce it. But anyways, you take a piece of paper and you fold it into different things. But yeah, that was the publisher's idea. They said, this would be kind of cool. And they wanted just to put a paper Macintosh on the cover. And then when they did that, people at the office at the publisher, No Starch Press, said, well, I want to know how to make my own little Macintosh out of paper. So that's when they threw in the instructions on how to make it at the end of the book. So it's kind of like a little bonus.
Great stuff. Now, is this book available in digital form, or is this something that you just go to Amazon and purchase the book right there?
I'm not sure of No Starch's policy on digital books, because I've done some books as digital books, but I don't know if they've done My New Mac. But I do know that all the Apple stores are carrying My New Mac.
Excellent.
So that you can get them there, or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those other online sellers.
Great stuff. Well, we'll have to talk to you when my new iPhone comes out, and hopefully by then I won't be a loser and I'll have one. That'll be great.
Just have Apple send you one.
Hey, Wallace, if our listeners are out in San Diego, they can actually listen to your radio show, right?
Yes, I'm on ESPN Radio at 800 a.m. Saturday from 9 to 10. And the radio show is about video games and sports. So it's kind of like sports video games and video gaming itself as a sport in itself.
Now, are you a gamer? I mean, are you doing a lot of games?
I'm not a heavy gamer. I'm more of a casual gamer. I'm not much into those first-person shooter with eye-hand coordination or those driving games.
Yeah.
I'm more of the strategy games, like Civilization or those, like Roller Coaster Tycoon type games.
Yeah, Will Wright's got that new one coming out soon. I know everybody's excited about that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Well, very cool. Wallace, it's always great talking to you, and look forward to the next time we can do it. Do you have a website our listeners can check out as well?
I don't have a personal website that I have anything. You could probably
see now I don't feel like so much of a loser.
People ask me that all the time, and I just like, why? What? I know it's a promotional thing that I could do, but
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel kind of silly. Just go to Amazon. They can promote my stuff better than I could ever do.
Great stuff, man. Take care, Wallace. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you.